door till I was convicted of a crime I did not score. Someone stole some diamonds, it looked a lot like me. So I served my sentence and soon I will be free. So I served my sentence and soon I will be free.
Nebraska-born singer-songwriter Josh Rouse's latest album, El Turista, features music drawing on sources that range from Nashville to the Mediterranean coast of Spain. He performed some of his own compositions along with the songs of Bola de Nieve, who has been called the Louis Armstrong of Cuba, and even does a version of the pre-Civil War era American folk classic Cotton Eye Joe. He'll be performing tonight and tomorrow night at Poisson Rouge on Bleecker Street. I'm very pleased that I can welcome him now to our show. Hi.
Hi.
You've done concept albums in the past. Do you see this as a concept album?
You know, when I'm making them, I never think about a concept, but then I guess it's the putting it together. You try to make it a concept after you have this group of songs, and, you know, you can always find a way to link things together, and it becomes a concept.
Well, in this case, you call it El Turista. Yeah. So is this on some level about tourism, maybe not always about going to places, maybe musical tourism?
Yeah, a little bit. I think subconsciously there's things in the songs about, you know, moving a lot, immigration, you know. I'm constantly going from the States to Spain all the time, so I think that kind of makes its way into the songs without me knowing it.
Are you comfortable moving around a lot? Weren't you a military brat?
Yeah. Now I'm happy in Valencia. I think I'm gonna stay there for a while.
But you've said that the idea for this album began in Brooklyn.
Yeah, I think it was just going back and forth a lot, and I just had the idea of trying to put some more Mediterranean into my music. You know, I live there part of the time, or I live there all the time now. So I guess the idea was to kind of make that come out in the music a bit. So, but I was living in Brooklyn.
Speak fluent Spanish?
It's always contradictions. Yes, I do. Yeah, my wife's Spanish. Yeah.
Well, when you were moving all around when you were a kid, were you hearing different kinds of music? Or because most kids, American kids anyway, no matter where they are, they're going to be listening to what's the popular thing in America.
Yeah, I was just a normal kind of pop kid. But, I was always looking for different things. You know, I remember when the punk and new wave movement kind of came around. I like that. And yeah.
Although the past albums had a lot of folk-oriented music, didn't they?
Yeah.
Is it a matter of being curious about the music of a lot of different places? For example, we'll talk in a moment about Bola de Nieve, mm-hmm. The Cuban, he's pre-Castro?
Yeah.
How did you hear about his music?
One of my fans, actually. One of my fans said, hey, you need to check out this guy named Bola de Nieve, and I did, and I loved it. It was kind of arty, minimalistic, Cuban jazz.
Mm-hmm. Maybe we should listen to a little something of you singing one of his songs.
Okay.
Soy un artista mundial, no digo más cha-cha, que un día bailé en French Cancún.
Maybe this is a sign of my unsophisticatedness, but that sounds almost Brazilian bossa nova-ish.
Yeah, that's what I try to do with a lot of this record. Is I like his version sounds nothing like that. So I just tried to I borrowed the lyrics and kind of, you know, I guess in a folk style, put a whole different backdrop to it. So kind of cross pollination of things.
And is that what you do when you do other people's songs? Try to find a way to make them your own?
Yeah.
Well, what made you want to put all of these different songs in one album? What does Cotton Eye Joe have in common with I Live on Islands, one of your songs, or the song we just heard, which was, what is it, Messe Julian?
Messe Julian, yeah. You know, what do the songs have to do with each other? Well, you know, I like variety on albums, you know, sometimes. So I think that was kind of the idea. And kind of what I was doing with this was taking songs from the 30s or 40s and just kind of putting a new spin on them, you know, kind of mixing older songs and putting a modern touch on them. So that was
why an old chestnut like Cotton Eye Joe.
There's a version. Nina Simone does a great version, but a guy named Terry Collier he put out a record in 1960 that I was a big fan of. I just liked his version a lot, and I liked the way my voice sounded. I mean, it was just as simple as that. I liked the way my voice sounded on it, and we decided to do a version of it. Yeah.
My guest is Josh Rouse, who will be performing tonight and tomorrow night at Poisson Rouge on Bleecker Street. And he has a new album, a new CD. I think when you say album, you date yourself, don't you?
Yeah, but I still like the word album better than CD.
Although albums really go back to 78s when each record was in a different sleeve and it looked like a photo album.
Yeah.
Anyway, the new album is called El Turista, and you said that it was kind of a selfish record, that you made it for yourself, something that would fit into your own record collection.
Yeah, I always... I kind of did it, and I didn't know who would really like it, you know. I mean, I did it just not thinking of... I have an audience, you know. This is my eighth record, so... sometimes it's, you know, it's hard to not have them in mind when you make a record. You know, you're always thinking of some public that you have, of some audience that you have. And
I remember being at record sessions where a certain track would be recorded and everybody would say, that's a hit!
Yeah, that's a hit. Yeah, exactly. So I didn't have any hits in mind on this. I kind of, you know, I'm one of those snobby musicians that always like Bolet and Eby. I want the rarest kind of, you know, rarest music I can find that's really interesting. And so that's what I kind of tried to do with this record is do something a bit more that just pleased myself.
And then assume that it's going to find an audience.
Yeah, yeah. I'm kind of, you know, my career is at a point that, you know, if no one likes it, it's not that big of a deal, you know. It's not like I'm going to disappoint too many people, I don't think.
Well, what would you have done differently if you hadn't been making a selfish record?
Well, you can listen to what a lot of other people have to say, I guess, you know. Like, you should do something more rock or something that an American audience is going to embrace more, you know. But, you know, the truth is I play in, you know, I live in Europe and I play over there more, and I think there's more of an audience for, I don't know if you can call it sophisticated music, but I think there's more of an audience. I think they have their attention span is a bit larger than...
Well, jazz musicians would probably... have a hard time, most of them,
30s
if
and
they
40s,
weren't
50s.
Europe and Japan.
Yeah.
What do you think has happened to American popular music then?
Well, I just think it has to do with everything's so fast over here. I mean, when I came over in November and I hadn't been here in a year, and it's just, I get off the plane and I'm just bombarded with you know, commercials, everything, and it's really overwhelming. I think there's so much information coming at us all the time.
Well, you've lived in the middle of that most of your life.
Right.
I don't even notice it.
Yeah, exactly. And I think it's just, it's there and we don't even notice it. So it just has a way of kind of eating at the attention span, I guess. I think and for European, you know, life is just a bit slower over there. You know, we don't have that much information coming at us all the time. You know, somewhere like Barcelona or Madrid, sure, it's probably more... It's closer to New York, I suppose, but...
Although Spain is going through a rough time right now, isn't it?
Yeah. Financially, you mean the economy there, yeah.
To me, it would be the culture shock. You grew up in Nebraska. I see absolutely no connection between Nebraska and the Spanish coast.
It's actually very similar. It's slow.
Oh, is that it?
Yeah, no one's in a rush, like, I gotta get there, you know, it's, you know, we'll get it done tomorrow. I know.
Mañana.
And it's really true. And it took me years to actually get used to that. You know, doing work on a house or something is just impossible. Getting the workers to come and get the job done, you know.
Are you performing solo tonight at Poisson Rouge?
No, I actually have some friends from Spain playing with me tonight. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And will it be most of the songs from this album?
Yes, from the new record, yeah.
The record is called El Turista, And as I said, it's rather eclectic, a little bit of this, a little bit of that, but yeah. all of it through the filter of Josh Rouse's sound and sensibility. He'll be performing tonight and tomorrow night at Poisson Rouge on Bleecker Street as well. Let's go out with a little more of your music, and thank you so much for being with us.
Thanks a lot.
En la mañana, azul y blanca, yo sigo nadando dentro del río.